anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show on a Friday edition. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take your emails in the Dent Popper inbox. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program today, going to talk a little baseball with UNK's Damon Day. The preseason honors are out, so we'll take a look at those. Also, we'll talk with Dan Bowling, the head basketball coach at Litchfield. They're off to a pretty darn good start, and they're not too far away from getting into conference tournament time. Another win for them last night. But the big dilemma today, what's Daddy going to pick? We're going into a weekend with no football. I guess that makes us all winners. Daddy has nothing to select.
That's better for everybody. Better for, no, save your money this weekend for next weekend. That's the moral of this story. Save your money, and we'll get the Super Bowl real good next weekend.
Also coming up on the show today, the Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder Smoked Foods will give you a chance to get registered today on the program as well. So remember, 1-888-455-ESPN, the number you need to be a winner. 15 people, folks who it will feed with their party platter with smoked pork, brats, chili, chips and cheese, and all the things you need to put it on and wipe your face off with and all that kind of good stuff from Schroeder Smoked Foods. Check them out on the web at schroedersmokefoods.com. Some excitement last night, more or less on the high school scene. Pretty quiet on the collegiate scene as we'll get back into action tonight. UNK basketball team is home this weekend. Hastings College is on the road. The Husker men and women are home on Saturday, so you can catch both games pretty much if you want. Oklahoma State's at 3 and Iowa State tomorrow night. And if you can't catch them, they're on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Plenty of high school hoops and wrestling going on this weekend. And one of the stories we talked about yesterday, number 2 Millard South defeated number 1 Grand Island in high school wrestling and probably the premier high school event last night, 36-26. Grand Island was without a couple of their main men, but also Millard South went out and won a couple of matches where they were the lower-ranked individual, and they win the duel last night, 36-26. In Omaha.
You know, they talk about these, you know, in Grand Island, one of those great spots for a dual tournament. The fans are close. It gets loud. Does that influence wrestling at all, Doug? And you've covered more wrestling than anybody. Do the fans being that close and that home crowd advantage, does that influence it more than maybe one would think?
Good crowd's a good crowd. Loud is loud. I don't think it matters what the event is. But when you're talking wrestling, I mean, it's like watching a one-on-one basketball game. So there's a lot more involved than, you know, you're yelling for one person or another. I can't say that that is any different than any other sporting event. I mean, if your crowd's behind you.
But it seems to be one in these duels, when somebody gets on a roll, the momentum really builds with that with the crowd helping out. And it can go the other way, too. I think you can take the crowd out of it in wrestling.
Blood time. That always takes the crowd out of it in wrestling. Blood time slows it down. Daddy, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. James in Grand Island says, the Sunshine Millions is at Santa Anita. Pick some of those.
There you go. We could look up the card for this weekend, make a couple selections.
Well, everybody knows you go 4-1 double. You know, right there, 4-1 double. Maybe then throw together some exotics.
Oh, James, you are a sicko. Wait for it to get to Grand Island, James. I know you won't. I know you won't. Are you paying attention to the tennis at all? Does anybody out there care about the Australian Open going on?
You mean besides the Serbs and the Bosnians throwing chairs at each other?
Morons. How do Serbs and Bosnians afford to go to the Australian Open? If you're in the lifestyle that you can afford to go, why are you throwing chairs?
Probably trading arms. They're arms traders.
There you go. Is this Andy Roddick's year?
No. No. God, no. Andy Roddick.
Taking care of business. Whole new Andy Roddick. Of course, it looks like Roger Federer is back in with his dominant ways, but
he can't beat Federer and he can't beat Nadal, so it doesn't matter. And that's fine. So he's the best American out there, we think. And James Blake is all of a sudden here in the last year starting to overtake that. Roddick can't. Roddick's Tony Romo can't win a big one. No, it's not his year.
Fair enough. I think it's interesting. You know, he switched coaches, comes back quite a bit lighter. I think they're saying different Andy Roddick. I think maybe this is the year.
Do you care?
Watch out. Well, I'd like to see an American finally get back up there and make some noise, at least advance to semifinals or finals. That'd be great for American tennis.
How was your day yesterday?
It's long. Long.
It was. Why? What was going on?
A lot of junior high basketball.
Were you officiating again?
Yes.
Or were you just standing on the sidelines wearing a whistle?
No.
What was going on? What'd you have yesterday? Elwood?
Elwood.
Is that where you said
Farnham.
You went? How'd that turn out?
Elwood, you know what? Eustace Farnham's got a pretty good girls team. Pretty good group of girls coming through. No technicals were issued. Derek wants me to issue technicals in junior high basketball game. It'd be interesting to see because Saturday, little junior high tournament at Overton. Two of the Amherst girls will, if, I would assume, in the championship game, meet the Eustace Farnham girls. I think Amherst will win that. But wow. Both got very good girls' teams. We'll see how that plays out. You bank on that, James, if you want something to bet on. Junior high girls basketball tournament, Amherst girls. There's my prediction.
That just really happened. Did that just really happen? Well, you got some kind of inside still on the Doug and Daddy rats? I mean, what's going on?
No. Doug and Ready, I think they let the rats go.
I think Doug is still prospering. I'm not sure about Daddy. I think that's great. For the folks that don't know, the Amherst, I believe it was fifth graders, they were doing an experiment on, you know, feeding rats. And if you give one, you know, milk and nutrients and all that, this is what they do. And if you give one, you know, pop and sugar and bad stuff.
Guess which one I was.
Who was the control rat? Oh, yeah, me. Who was psycho rat? Yep, that was Daddy. Daddy was the psycho rat. And I believe Doug's still living a very prosperous, healthy life right now at the home of one of the students.
And
we're not sure what Daddy's doing.
I had a heart attack. I think I'm buried.
Well, we believe that the Daddy rat may be trying to, last seen, by the way, leaving Amherst, headed a little bit east, trying to get to H-Man in Riverdale. So a possibility that is what's going on with your rats. So anyway, we're going to move past rats. Let's talk a little baseball. Damon Day, the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us live in studio, where, again, I believe the Cleveland Browns are a long shot to make next year's Super Bowl. I already heard that this morning, Coach.
Oh, great hire. Great hire. 28 and 29, and yeah, Jets are supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Guy couldn't even get him to the playoffs. Great hire. Just another, you know, just another test for me. Test my fortitude of Browns fandom.
What do you do with Italians in Cleveland?
I don't know. I didn't even know Cleveland had any Italians.
Is Mangini Italian?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Italian.
Yeah. My brother, who's a Cleveland police officer, is pretty excited about that. Just what they need is more reasons just to go to the game to get drunk because there's no reason to watch the team play. So, yeah, great hire by that Cleveland Browns organization. One of only five teams not to make it to the Super Bowl ever.
So you're probably a big fan of the Auburn hire then, if 29 and 28 sounds
good. How awesome. Did you see the video of when Gene Chizik was walking through the airport? They were like, great hire, loser, and all that. I thought that's when you know you've made a great hire. So, yeah, I don't, you know, and then, you know. Yeah, it's been an interesting sports couple weeks. You guys have been. I've been listening to you guys. You know, I'm waiting for you guys to have John Gruden on. Why not call Jeff Garcia? I forgot Jeff Garcia has just had a great career, so he can start telling everybody what he thinks Tampa Bay needed. Hey, Jeff may play a little bit better, and Gruden has his job still. So
maybe beat Oakland at home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Gruden, you know, I thought you started the rumor that Gruden's going to Notre Dame.
He is. I think if Weiss, if they have another year like that, I think Gruden would go back to Notre Dame. But
gosh, how could they afford
that? Would be a horrible hire, by the way.
How could they afford that?
That would be a horrible hire.
Oh, without a doubt.
Why would you
make the same mistake you just made, Steve Peterson? Why would you do that?
Exactly. I don't know. And the scary thing is, if Weiss doesn't do very, very well, they're going to can him. And then it's just going to all start all over again.
I don't know. I don't think they can afford it.
Oh, come on. One place in the world that can afford it. I heard somebody talking yesterday on the radio before you guys went on about Notre Dame joining the Big Ten in football. Why? Yeah, the guy's like, they should just do it for the good of the game. Okay, I'm going to give up $15 million a year for the good of the game.
Well, it's the perfect time to join the Big 11. That way they'd have a dozen crappy teams.
Yeah.
Oh, hello!
Hey, you know, can't, you know.
Give Iowa another one.
Oh, I mean, basically, as long as you have Big East officials like Texas had and they who don't know how to spot the ball, then of course the Big Ten's going to struggle.
First down.
I guess we forgot I guess we forgot how to spot the ball at 101 in the Big East.
Good
so.
Lord. And you probably thought that Mexican guy was safe in the playoffs the other day, too. Did you see the Mexican highlight where they had the best of nine?
No, I did not see that one.
Came just a routine. Some major leaguers are playing, you know.
Oh, Caribbean World Series.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yep.
Missed home plate.
Yeah.
I didn't see all that, but yeah.
Bad call.
Bad call. Bad calls are a part of sports.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Save that sound. Get that to Rich Broderson. So anytime that Coach Day comes out to discuss things with an official.
I've given up. If you've been to our games in the last 2.5-3 years, I've given up trying to. Those guys just don't have any clue. So what the hell's the point trying to reason with them?
Any of those from around here?
Not many.
I don't know. No, not many. They send them in from all over the place, probably just so they don't have to listen to me ridicule them. But I do have to be careful because I could get a letter of reprimand from the RMAC office for commenting on officiating.
Don't worry. Nobody listens anyway.
Obviously, the RMAC doesn't know anything. They've got you guys picked to finish tied for first in the Plains Division.
Yeah. Yeah. Just I don't know how that happened.
Well,
but,
I want to turn it to a slightly serious note. This has got to be the first time that UNK baseball has been picked in the conference to finish at the top. Now, Mesa State is picked to win the conference, but the way the RMAC works, it's split into two divisions.
Yep.
UN Regis, co-number one in the Plains division. And for whatever that's worth, that's just another step of respect for this program.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, I think, you know, as a coaching staff, we hit on it and moved on. I think that it's a great, it's a tip of the cap of what people think that we can do. But for the most part, you can't. I know it's a cliche and whatnot, but you can't really dwell on it too much. We got to get prepared. We have a completely new team. I mean, we graduated 8 seniors last season, and we got a whole bunch of new faces in place with a lot of young kids that are going to be expected to step in and have fill vital roles for us. And so I think we're excited about where we're at. I think we really like where this team is at and what the abilities that they bring to the table. But for the most part, we don't look too much at that stuff. We really do not try to focus too much on what other people say that we can do, and we're kind of more focused on what we feel we can do.
Obviously, this week, a great week for you guys to get outside. Probably more time this week than maybe you've had in the last 2 years. The weather had been terrible then, but you get some time to get outside. What did you get accomplished?
Oh, we got, I tip our caps to our guys and to our assistant coaching staff. They did a phenomenal job this week of getting out there, getting the things done that we needed to get done, being efficient throughout practice and doing the things that we were capable of doing that we haven't been able to do for the last 2 years. And Monday was a little windy, but I always say is Monday is one of those days of attrition. We would play in that. I mean, we would be out playing in that. So, got a lot accomplished. Got the kids out running around a little bit. Got the guys out doing their thing. And any time that you're actually on a field, and we're very, very blessed with all with the facilities that we have here. Not only with the shape that the city keeps the Memorial Field in and things like that, but with Foster Field and now our new indoor hitting facility, we're very fortunate as far as facilities go. But there's nothing better than being on the field day in and day out.
Damon Day joins us, head baseball coach at UNK here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. We drop all that money in a brand new inside facility, and what do? They're outside in January. Whatever. Whatever. How's that coming along now that you guys are getting acclimated to the new facility?
It's awesome. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to come down and see it, I think people have just been the feedback that we have gotten is it's just amazing to a lot of people of just how nice it is. And from a functionality standpoint and from a benefit to us, the UNK baseball program, you don't really have the words to describe how much it means to our kids and to our coaching staff and to the people who alumni who have helped donate to it. I mean, it's a phenomenal, top-notch facility. We had the Royals in there last week. Luke Hochever was in, and Mitch Meyer, who was from Toledo University. And it was nice to hear those guys say that, you know, at the University of Tennessee, probably one of the biggest Division I schools in the country, they have nothing that even rivals or compares to what we have here. You know,
facility-wise.
Not budget-wise or anything like that, but as far as indoor facility-wise, as far as coaches' offices being at the facility, things like that, you know, it gave us a lot of confidence that we did it the right way when people like that who have been around baseball and seen a lot of different types of facilities had such high praise for ours.
You know, Hochever gets to throw off a mound in there. I think he was excited about that. How did assess his talent? Could you find a place for him?
Well, it's kind of funny. He walked in and Coach Miller was like, I didn't know we were having recruits today. I'm like, that's Luke Hochever. He goes, he's not on my recruiting list. I was like, no, Coach. He was like, that's a good size recruit. I was like, no, he pitches for the Royals. And then we got to watch him throw a little bit. And it was, yeah. He's got, you know, the funny story about that one. And I told him, I said, you know, Luke Hochever, you actually ruined my life for a while there because you chose Tennessee over Nebraska. So that made Nebraska out looking for a pitcher that summer, and they just happened to find one. Ours. But
might be throwing for the Yankees.
Exactly. So, but, yeah, Hochever turned down Nebraska and went to Tennessee. So, no, it was great to see those guys and how they go about their work and do some things.
Talking with Damon Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show, picked to finish co-champions with Regis in the Plains Division. But Ryan Sheldon is one of those kids you've got coming back, and he's got the spotlight on him now. He's the preseason pitcher of the year. You use him in the number one all season long. How's he setting? What's your plans for him?
Ready to go. I mean, Ryan is our guy. I mean, he's our Friday night guy. He's the guy that's going to go out and face every big time. Everybody else is number one, and we expect him to do a good job for us. You know, when we sat down last year, we had the preseason pitcher of the year, and it kind of backfired on us a little bit. But, you know, Ryan's the type of young man who wanted the ball. I mean, or he wanted that call. I said, do you want to be preseason pitcher of the year? And he goes, yeah, without a doubt. And he's the type of young man that wants that bullseye on his back because he's got the ability and kind of that swagger. And that's what he brings to our pitching staff. You know, we have our pitching staff's going to be a strength for us. You know, we have Jared Lushen, who's back at 7-3. Ryan Cephas, Nick Hall. We have some quality guys with some quality resumes that have done some things. And Ryan and those other pitchers that I just mentioned have done a great job of teaching the new guys how we exactly do things around our pitching staff. And so, you know, of course, on Friday nights, he brings a lot to the table. But he also brings a lot to the table, as a lot of our older pitchers do, in the preparation side of things for the younger guys. What do they do in their day off? How do they handle the day off? And so Ryan not only and our other pitchers, not only do they – are they laying a good foundation for what we can accomplish on the field? But they do a great job because we're going to have some new faces on that pitching staff this year that are going to have to pitch for us in some pretty big ways. And so, Ryan, it definitely starts with Ryan on Friday nights.
Coach, I guess, you know, you go down the road to those Friday night guys in Lincoln, like a Johnny Dorn, a Jabba. Those guys, strictly, it's always Friday night. That's it. They're off for a week. Is that the same at the Division II level with Ryan?
Yeah. It sets up the same exact way. Ryan will go every Friday night from here on out. Actually, I think his first three starts will be on Saturdays, and then we'll give him an extra day there to catch his breath, and then he'll open on Friday against Mines out at their place. And then, you know, we do our rotation kind of a little differently because of that doubleheader on Saturdays. It doesn't necessarily go a 1-2-3-4 type of thing. You know, we like to backstaff our 9 innings with, you know, we kind of go 1-3-4-2 type of thing more than a 1-2-3-4 type of thing because we like to use our guys who have a little bit more consistency, a little bit more depth of pitches, and have the ability to go deeper into games in those 9 inning games.
Okay, tell us about the opener, when that is, what you're looking forward to, the type of teams you're facing right off.
Right off the bat, we face a team from the Lone Star Conference in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. I believe we open up on February the 7th in Northeast Oklahoma State, I believe. I've never been there or whatnot. It was the RMAC, in all their wisdom, screwed up the scheduling, and they shorted us a week. So we weren't really anticipating opening it up until at Metro, Well, then they moved our conference start back into February. So there was a scheduling snafu or whatnot. So we just had to pick up that game, and we sent out an email to every Division II school within about a 15-hour radius and got one reply, Northeast Oklahoma State. So we're going to beautiful Tahlequah, Oklahoma that weekend to get things going. And our schedule sets up for a good regional. Our first 10 games are good regional tests for us. I mean, Northeast Oklahoma State, they're not in our region, but they play in the Lone Star, which is going to give us quality points. And then we take on Metro State and Montana State Billings, followed by Fort Hays State.
Is the RMAC ever going to get to the point where it's not just the one qualifier that wins a tournament that goes? Are you ever going to be able to get...
Last year was the first time in about, I'd say about 8-9 years that we didn't have two teams. We should be, okay, with our regional, we should be in... We should now that we've moved to the Central Region, because we're no longer in the West Region. We're with Wayne State's conference. We have six bids. It'll probably go 3-3. Three from the Northern Sun and then three from the RMAC. Don't know if that's technically how it'll go, but that's what we're envisioning. And you know, Mesa State, you know, they're fortunate to be in the Mountains Division right now. There's some issues going on over there as far as level of where the teams are at. And so, you know, from where we're at, we have to start off strong to get those regional points, because Mesa is going to be tough to catch from on a regional point, not only on a conference level, but on a regional point standing.
And you guys aren't playing a whole lot of non-conference games, but sometimes that changes as the season goes along and the weather dictates. Is there anything that's not on the schedule right now that you guys are still working on, say in Nebraska, say UNO's and Wayne State's and all that, that will be on there sometime?
Yeah, without a doubt. The minute that we lose a game, we already have a tentative game. Kind of, it's not an official scheduled thing, because the NCAA only allows us to schedule 56, and that's with contracts and payouts and whatnot. But the good thing is that if we were to get a rain out or a snow out any time throughout the year, we have our contingency plans with a Wayne State, a UNO, Hastings is one that we always use, Doan College. Nebraska, you know, they would have to lose some games. So, but Mike would give us a call, I think. But they would have to lose some games weather-wise as well. And really for them, and until the NCAA and until the Division I selection committee expands that criteria for selection to where there's those two or three games that don't really count towards your RPI,
it's tough for us
to play us. It was easier for them to play us when they were, you know, winning Big 12 championships every single year and winning Big 12 tournament titles. It was easier for them to play that game. But now with so much on the line as far as RPI and stuff goes, it's a tough sell for them to say to the voters and the RPI guys, well, you know, we just play these guys because it's good for our state. So we would love to play them. It's a great experience to go down to Haymarket Park and get to play. So, but probably not this year.
All right. Damon Day joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The season starts on February the 7th. The Lopers' first home weekend is scheduled for the 27th and 28th of February. A lot of good things going out there. Ryan Sheldon, the preseason pitcher of the year. Nate Swearer, the outfielder, also a preseason all-conference selections. And coach, as always, we'll look forward to keeping up with you and the Lopers throughout the season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your coverage. And Big Daddy, you keep it on the straight and narrow for us this year.
Benny Townsend going to be all right? Going to get him on the field?
Yeah, Benny Townsend is doing really, really well for us. We're excited about him. He's grown into quite the left-handed hitter.
I met the Stamp boys the other night, too.
Okay, yep. Both
nice kids.
Both good kids. You know, they're Iowa State wrestling champions.
Really?
Both of them.
Well, that little catcher guy, he's kind of a square little individual.
Mike is the squatty one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't have the exact word, but squatty individual.
Yeah, he's the thicker of the stamp. Yes. They're twins, and you would never think it.
No.
No, no, but they're great. You know, really, all of our guys, all the kids that we've brought in are really bought into the system, and they're good guys, so.
Prediction?
Hey, you know, I just like they're getting outside for the first time. I think that's great as you head into the season, and that's something they haven't had the luxury of. You call it a luxury of getting outside to play actual baseball, but hey, I think this is a team that's built for that end of the year run, just like they've done the last 2 years. And plus, once you switch to that Central Division, which I did not know until you just told us that, I think that's huge as well.
Oh, without a doubt, not having to go to California, big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's a whole other world going out to California to play
Cuts down on the tan time, but increases the possibilities of extending the season.
Exactly. Someone's like, well, you guys don't get to go to California anymore. That's no fun. Okay. Go out there and play them on their field with their umpires. You enjoy that trip.
Let's get them on the next round. We'll take a break. Be back with more. Dan Bowling from Litchfield's going to join us and a whole lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Sunday, February 1st. It's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy when Kurt Warner and the Cardinals take on Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Join Westwood One for all the action of Super Bowl 43 from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Can the Steelers win a record 6th Super Bowl crown, or will it not be in the cards? If it's Super Bowl 43, it's right here.
Coverage begins at 3, Super Bowl Sunday on ESPN Radio.
Go and Van Pelt shoot the breeze with Colt McCoy.
What'd you do Saturday night?
I called up some buddies because I was back home. We went out spotlighting.
What the heck spotlighting?
You go out and you get a spotlight and you just kind of look for varmints, armadillos, you know, just anything.
Catch those varmints, Tirico and Van Pelt, noon weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today with a slight chance of flurries or snow showers as temperatures will fall off through the 20s with a north wind of 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for scattered flurries or snow showers early, followed by lows of 4 above. We'll see highs of around 23 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Doug and Daddy shows, we go to the Debt Popper inbox. One of our most loyal Irish fans, Ken, writes in, "Hey boys, what's this crap of trashing my Irish? Did we trash the Irish? I mean, outside of saying they'd just be another crappy team if they joined the Big Ten." He says, "I committed to hands off of your stupid Cowboys till February. Well, so much for that. Gruden will not go to the Irish, and Charlie will get fired after next season. You can take that to the bank. One last thing, put your money on Arizona in the Super Bowl." Ken, the economy's bad enough. I don't need your lame financial advice. How about some solid financial advice, Daddy?
That's where Dynagro comes in, Doug. Yield Guard VT Triple. Yield protection for full genetic potential, improved consistency, better insect protection, better root protection. The Roundup Ready Corn 2 technology system. That includes a broad spectrum of weed control and proven crop safety. All of that when you call your local Dynagro seeds dealer, 1-800-652-9298. Hey, quality is not just a word of Dynagro. We expect you to receive a consistent, outstanding product at Dynagro. They've developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increased stands, and maximum yield potential. With that yield potential comes maximized profit potential. That's going in your pocket, and that's really what it's all about. Call your local Dynagro seeds dealer today, whether you're looking at YieldGuard VT Triple, whether you're looking at the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. Dynagro is where it's at. Oh, I'm breaking things. Doug, you know, he wants to talk a little Super Bowl, or we brought up the Super Bowl with Ken's email.
No, I don't.
Well, I found an interesting statistic about Arizona. They sit at 12-7 right now. Do you know how many games the offensive linemen, all of them, have started? All 19. They have never missed a start this entire season. I bet if you went back over time, I don't know how you would look this up, I bet that's never happened before in the NFL. No one on the offensive line got hurt and had to miss a start this year.
Soft division.
That certainly helps.
Well, not playing soft competition, the Litchfield Trojans boys basketball team are off to an 11-2 start so far on the season. They've been tested, though, the last couple of games out, going triple overtime. Again, another triple on a Tuesday against Sandhills Thedford. Then last night, a little rambunctious game at Callaway where they came away with a 51-46 victory. One of their two losses was a season-opening one-point loss to Amherst. Their other, a two-point loss to unbeaten Arapaho, who is ranked number one or number two in Class D1. So they're two buckets away from being 13-0 with the way that it is. And we are pleased to welcome in head coach of the Litchfield Trojans, Dan Bowling, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how we doing?
Well, we're doing great. Now, how are you doing?
You know what? I haven't got much sleep the last couple of nights, but I'm hanging in there.
Now, is that because of the basketball team or the wedding plans?
We'll say a little bit of both.
Now, how soon is the special day coming up?
February 7th.
You don't get married during the basketball season.
I know. I've heard that a lot.
Coach, obviously.
Hold on. Okay. I thought, because I can already tell what the way you're going, I thought maybe you'd throw out some advice here because you're still, you know, not even quite a year and a half into marital bliss. Do you have any advice for young Dan?
I would offer that up for young Dan off the air. There's still time to run, Dan. I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding.
Seems like a lovely lady.
She's a good girl.
That's right. We'll have to do something about your sister, Dan.
But yeah, I know. I hear you.
Let's talk some basketball.
All right.
Dan, obviously, you guys are on a roll here lately. You look at the two losses as learning experience, or you look at the two losses, damn, we should have had two more and be undefeated.
You know, the Amherst one was definitely a learning experience. I think we kind of came in thinking, you know, maybe that we were a little bit better than we were. And, you know, they came out and took it to us. The Arapaho game, you know, we came out and we knew that they were good. They were ranked number two or whatever when we played them. And, you know, we came out and we kind of realized that we can play with the better teams. So that was a plus for us.
I think a lot of people didn't realize in December how good this Arapaho team was going to be. But you pushed them, then you beat Bertrand by a bucket. You've had some close games this season, and I guess maybe you've pulled out a few more than you've lost, actually. What's it been like playing in so many close games, and what's been the difference maybe winning a few here after dropping those two early?
Well, you know, the great thing about our team is we have five senior starters, and, you know, they've kind of stepped up big time and kind of taken – you know, taking ownership of this team, and it's really helped us out a bunch.
Dan, when you look ahead a little bit, and I'm going to bypass a couple teams on your schedule, but you look at that Loup Valley Conference, break that down for us, and obviously you guys are going to be one of the favorites.
You know, the LVC is going to be, it's very, very even this year. You know, I mean, we have Sandhills Thedford in there again, who we've already played twice and had two close games with them. We got Sargent, and then Anselmo Myrna, Ansley. I mean, a lot of evenly ranked teams, and it's going to be a tough tournament for us.
Dan Bowling, head boys basketball coach, joining us here from Litchfield, coming off the win last night. You've got some good individual players on this team, but it seems like they're mixing it up too. A nice piece on HuskerlandPrep.com here about your game on Tuesday. Talk about a couple of your leaders.
Oh, well, first off, Kevin Unick, he's a senior, one of our seniors on our team, and you know, he's really stepped up his game. You know, early on when I got here, he was just a three-point shooter, and now we've kind of developed his game where he can take it to the rack also. He's got a good mid-range jumper. He's just turned into a complete player.
Dan, I guess I'm looking at the scoring, and you guys are getting up and down the court and really getting it done there. Must be some defense and getting the ball into transition.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's been the thing that we've really did this year is the kids have really bought into defense, and you know, since the first of the year, we've did more defense than we have offense, and, you know, it's really paying off right now.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. We've got an email here for Dan. This from Dwayne in Kearney. Wants to know about the technical last night.
I knew he'd be calling in. Hey, no comment on that. I get a little fired up sometimes.
I heard it might not have even been your fault.
It might not have been, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
That's good stuff. Now, the last couple games, as we said, have been very close. Are you guys slipping in an area or two? Have some teams figured out some things? Has something popped its head up as a weakness this week, or has it just been the competition?
Well, I'll tell you what, the competition, you know, and teams have started to run a little triangle and two on us, Garden, Unic, and Stidham, you know, so we're going to have to really adjust to that. But once we get that figured out, I think we'll be just fine.
Obviously, you guys wrap up the year at Pleasanton, an interesting battle. Pleasanton, about a 500 ball club, but not a fun place to go play.
Yeah, they're not a 500 ball club to us. You know, we're going in there, they're undefeated. That's a rivalry game, and, you know, I couldn't remember. I've only been here 3 years, but I don't know the last time that they beat Pleasanton. So it's going to be a huge game no matter what.
And being at a school the size of Litchfield, obviously a D2 school and one of the smaller D2 schools, everything kind of revolves around the athletics, and the boys have kind of turned the corner. They've had some good football teams with you and the coaching staff, and now basketball. What's it like numbers-wise, though, right now? Obviously, at Litchfield, there's never a whole lot of depth.
Right. Well, you know, I've got 8 players that play on the basketball team, on the varsity. You know, that get good minutes, and I got 19 on the basketball team, a total. So, I mean, real good numbers considering, you know, the size of the school.
Dan, wild card points as you look ahead towards the state term, are you following that at all?
I'm looking at it, yeah.
Where do we sit at?
I think we're about 7th in points right now in D2.
Yeah, so a little bit of work there. You just need to win out, and that would take care of everything.
Well, that'd be nice, but I would like to go through and, you know, just win our sub and win our district and hopefully get to the state tournament.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck. The next couple we'll talk about are against teams that haven't got off to very good starts here in Elba and Arcadia, but then it's into the conference and a little bit better basketball for you guys competition-wise when you head into February. So, you'll be challenged, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys hopefully making that trip down to the state tournament.
All right. Great, Doug.
Thanks so much. Dan Bowling joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, a Ravenna basketball player, a Ravenna athlete now up the road there at Litchfield.
Doug, I'm running down the
2 weeks of single life left.
I'm looking down the divisions in which teams are put into. Sandhill Steadford's 8-3 with two of their losses to Litchfield, but yet they're a Division II team. How does that break down? 9-4
percentage.
It all goes on percentage.
Win percentage, yeah.
Boy, 8-3. I mean, you're trying to get as
many. You're a math major, right?
Well, but I'm thinking
they'll win the next game, and they'll
good.
Move up.
Okay, 9-4 is still a second division team. So, I just found that interesting. Look at those wild card points when you try and get as many as you can, and you get all these Division II teams on Litchfield's schedule, and that doesn't help them. I mean, they need Division I teams.
You ever just want to throw a rock through your computer?
Not very often.
I want to right now. Piece of garbage. Derek?
I've wanted to do it before. Almost have before, too.
Piece of garbage. Let's take a break. Let's smack the computer around. And when we come back, a chance for you to get signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder Smoke Foods after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mark? Someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, star running back for the San Diego Chargers. Work was tough today. A lot of meetings. Tired and hungry, you grab a can of Campbell's Chunky Fully Loaded Soup. Beef stew, loaded with lean meat protein. Yeah, protein's good. Like the work you did today. The people at the top have noticed. You are LaDainian Tomlinson, in more ways than you know. Campbell's Chunky. Fill up on the good stuff.
Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game or the broadcaster pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
You want the best value available on ATVs. So get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
About 100 years ago, some guys playing football in leather helmets had a thought maybe people would hate to watch them play. Now we've got the Super Bowl. About 9 years ago, Slugger's Bar and Grill was opened when it was decided people might like a sports bar where Bob Buck knows your game. And now Bob is celebrating Slugger's 9th anniversary with a week-long event that explodes on Super Bowl Sunday. Cheap beer specials, renovated sidewalk cafe, and your game on the tube. January 25th through the Super Bowl at Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust, 707 and the Grand Island. And pounding pitchers all day long.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today with a slight chance of flurries or snow showers as temperatures will fall off through the 20s with a north wind of 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for scattered flurries or snow showers early, followed by lows of 4 above. We'll see highs of around 23 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Doug, we're still a week away from the Super Bowl, but I want you to know that Troutman's right now has got fresh beer brats fresh out of the smokehouse, along with kielbasa sausage as well. USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steaks, only $5.99 per pound. Lean hickory smoked bacon coated in brown sugar and maple sugar, only $5.49 per pound. Plus all the good stuff for the big game next week. Don't forget Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. They're waiting for you. Talk to Carrie. Hey, you want a meat and cheese tray? Maybe having some people over. Whether you want all the fixings, you want a meat and cheese tray, perfect. Call them today. Troutman's Quality Meats, T-Bone's waiting for you out front, right across the street from Bob's Superstore.
You don't even have to wait to the Super Bowl. Maybe this weekend you get some food.
Perfect opportunity.
That bacon sounds good. You can go get some of that sugar-coated.
It is good. Mm. It is good. Can't lie about that. It is good. The Cubs finally sold, Daddy. And might remember Pete Ricketts ran for the U.S. Senate from the state of Nebraska. Well, he's part of that billionaire Ricketts family that has bought it. The Tribune Company has selected them $900 million.
Wow. I had no idea. Obviously, it's one of those franchises that... very, very popular across the land, but I had no idea $900 million it would take to purchase them.
It's a lot. You get Wrigley, though.
In a hurting economy.
Yeah.
You get Wrigley. Yeah. Wrigley's a dump. I said it. Wrigley's old. It's a dump. If you want to go watch a great baseball game, it's a fun place to go watch a baseball game. Aesthetically, there's...
How many times? You've been there once?
One time.
Okay. Here's what's going on this weekend for UNK basketball at home Friday and Saturday. Colorado Mines tonight, Colorado Christian tomorrow, 6-8 both times. Saturday, the track and field team hosts the annual Charlie Foster Classic. Sunday, the Loper wrestling team is at the Central Missouri Dual Jamboree. They'll take on four Division II opponents, two of them ranked in the top 20. For Hastings College, their wrestling team was a winner last night over Neosho Community College in Kansas, 32-17. They're at Northwestern of Iowa tonight. Saturday, they're at the Iowa Lakes Open. The Hastings basketball teams will be on the road at Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. Nebraska men host Oklahoma State tomorrow at 3. Then tomorrow night, the Nebraska women will be hosting Iowa State, a team that was in the top 25 for a little bit. And the Tri-City Storm at Green Bay tonight and tomorrow, trying to snap a 14-game losing streak. Daddy, will they do it?
Tough for me to say yes to that one.
So you will say?
No.
Okay. High school hoops. Here's what's going on our networks of stations. ESPN 1460 tonight. Kearney High travels to state-ranked Lincoln Southeast. The girls are number one. That starts at 6, the boys at 7:30. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic at Gothenburg, 4 and 5:45. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Hastings High is at Grand Island Northwest tonight, and then what should be a good doubleheader tomorrow, Central Catholic at Adams Central. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM tonight, Silver Lake at Red Cloud, and on Power 99 FM, we'll be bringing you basketball tonight, Centura at Gibbon. I'll get back to that in a moment. Tomorrow at Wood River, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament will be held at Wood River. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament at Wood River will be played or will be a battle out tomorrow, starting a little bit after 2 on Power 99. All of that also available on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. It will be somewhat sad tonight in Gibbon, unless the conference draw pairs out that they will host a play-in game. This will be the last time the girls play. The boys still have a couple more home games to go with Wood River and then the season finale against Overton.
Till they go to the new facility.
But tonight, the last time I have to sit at the top of those bleachers with the worst table ever provided to me at any school ever.
to do
a doubleheader. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. And I love Gibbon. It is the worst place to do a ball game from anywhere that I've got that I go. And I am so looking forward to the new facility next year. But we have to go say bye to the old one tonight, Gibbon and Centura.
Do you have over the years, because you've been to some small schools, Doug, and just some bad gyms and people have moved on, no problem. Have you ever sat down and compiled a list where you've got your three or four that you just say?
It's all positive. It's all positive. Every place is nice. They all have their their quirkiness to it. Some places obviously just aren't set up for, whatever, TV, radio, paper, even to have some place to sit and cover the game. I mean, and Gibbon is definitely one of those. Oh, God. Unbelievable. There's not even a stage there to sit on. It's just, it's not good. But looking forward to getting over there tonight and doing what should be a couple competitive basketball games. So wherever you're at, hope you can enjoy it. Wherever you're going, hope you can enjoy that as well. And if you're thinking about lunch, hope you can enjoy things at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney or Grand Island. I hear they're giving away money at Keno lately, Daddy. They're just giving it away.
Free.
They're just handing it out. You invest, they give you back more. Maybe it'll take care of lunch. But they're open 7 days a week with great lunch specials every single day, great food and drink specials every single night. And you can watch all of your favorite sports there on their high-definition televisions. There's not a bad seat in the house. Be sure to watch the big game on Super Sunday as well and stop in to warm up with their special menu item featured for the month of January, pheasant chowder. Of course, they've got the best wings in town, and they've got anything you would want, whether it's just a salad, whether it's just an appetizer, or if you need something bigger like pizza,
ribs,
a hearty burger, ribs, steak, pasta, fish. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. When we come back, chance for you to get signed up to be a winner after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Tag Heuer presents Tiger Woods.
As a kid, when I started competing, I decided to tape a list of someone else's accomplishments on my closet door. After winning my first 8 majors, I went back and completely changed my swing. No matter how far behind or how much I'm down, I refuse to quit. Quitting is not an option. My father taught me to hear other people's expectations, but that it's up to me if I want to listen to them. I've decided with the help of others, I'll make a difference in the world. We all make decisions, but in the end, our decisions make us. My name is Tiger Woods, and I wear Tag Heuer. What are you made of?
Tag Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Discover the Link Caliber S with a perpetual calendar until 2099 worn by Tiger Woods. Visit TagHeuer.com for a retailer near you.
Lace them up. It's basketball time.
The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today with a slight chance of flurries or snow showers as temperatures will fall off through the 20s with a north wind of 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for scattered flurries or snow showers early, followed by lows of 4 above. We'll see highs of around 23 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Right now, 23.
Oh, and it's raining again.
Doug and Daddy's show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All the preseason baseball polls are coming out. The latest is USA Today coaches, Tony.
Yeah, LSU heads that rank. The highest Big 12 rated team, Texas A&M, the number one team in the
Baseball America
poll, is fifth. That is the highest Big 12 rated team.
And Nebraska?
Nebraska would be 29th. They did receive votes, which I think may shock some people with the depleted roster, which they have.
Well, you never know. Good coaches can turn things around in a hurry. Speaking of that, Bernie Madison is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How's everything going?
Well, it's going very, very good. You've got a special announcement that you want to pass along to us. We've got a fundraiser going on this weekend. Could you fill us in on what's going on?
Yeah, we kind of a short notice. I'm sorry about that, but Olivia Rodriguez has been admitted into the Children's Hospital down in Omaha. And they have to stay for a couple weeks, and I know their parents are going to be struggling with funds. And so Scott Johnson and Carter Sipke are going to do a fundraiser for her down at Fanatics on Sunday. We're going to check everybody in about noon, and then we're going to have a big blackjack tournament that starts at 1 o'clock. You check in at noon, and we'll get things going about 1, kind of help them folks out. We know them pretty well, played a lot of softball with Ray. I think a lot of people know Ray. And and if we're in that situation, we'd sure appreciate if somebody would help us. So we're kind of reaching out for people and have a little fun while we're doing it and make some money for those guys.
Bernie, if folks are tied up on Sunday or can't make it, obviously you can make some donations to the family as well. Who can they contact?
Rhonda Johnson, and I'm not sure about the number.
Call Fanatics.
Yeah, get a hold of Fanatics.
Yeah, get a hold of Fanatics. Go down and see Scott. Scott will take care of it, too.
He might be over there at Aaron's trying to rent me something, too.
Aaron's, what else? He might go to the tank. If you're in GI, go to the tank, give him some money.
But that's going on Sunday. And again, just tell the people what's going on, a little blackjack tournament trying to raise some funds.
Yep, just nice and easy. We're going to give out $100 for first, and I think it goes 100, 50, 25 for third. So you get $5 over. You start. We'll start with 20 bucks. You can buy in for another 20, and then hopefully you can walk out of there with 100 bones. But the best thing is helping old Liver out. She's a great, great gal, and she goes up to Kearney High there, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people interested in that. And so I really do appreciate you guys letting me on in such short notice. That is awesome. That just shows how great you guys are.
Well, let's see if we can help out, Bernie. We appreciate it, bud.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Hope to see you Sunday. Sunday, if you're looking for something to do and to help out a great youngster, they are going to have a benefit for Olivia Rodriguez at Fanatics. It's going to be a little blackjack tournament, $20 entry fee. You can donate whatever you want, though, obviously. Registration begins at noon. Obviously, the tournament starts at 1. So if you're looking for a Sunday lunch, head down to Fanatics, get into the tournament, help the family out, and we want to let everybody know about that. Hey, we also want to give you a chance to get signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle, 1-888-455-ESPN. Did you have the question, Daddy? You threw two of them by me.
Okay, I'm going to have a question, and then straight out of the baseball poll. How many Big 12 teams are ranked?
How many Big 12 baseball teams, and we'll let Derek take care of this off air, how many Big 12 baseball teams are ranked in the USA Today coaches poll top 25? How many? And we'll get you signed up for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle with smoked pork, brats, chili, chips, and cheese. Feeds up to 15 from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Don't forget, the Heartland Hoops Classic is coming to the Heartland Events Center for the second annual Hoops Classic on Saturday, February the 14th. Games tip off at 9:30 and run all day long. Every hour and 45 minutes, they'll be tipping off another one until the 8 o'clock finale between Grand Island Central Catholic and Shadron. Over 3,500 fans attended last year. We're hoping for more this year. Tickets are available at the Heartland Events Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. Many area teams, Grand Island Central Catholic, Heartland Lutheran, Wood River, St. Paul, Central City, St. Cecilia, Ravenna will all be there. Other teams are rolling in from Weeping Water, Boone Central, Fremont, Bergen, Ralston, Shadron. Of course, Minden's going to be there as well. Heartland Hoops Classic. For more information, go to HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. We've got a qualifier.
We do. Mike from Grand Island knew it. It was five.
Five Big 12 teams led by Texas A&M. Well, hey, we want to thank you for joining us. The hour seemed to move along pretty fast here today on this Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, anything you need to predict?
I you know what? I like your 4-1 double. 4-1 double at Santa Anita all weekend long. Late, early, hit them hard.
Go strong.
I wouldn't go that strong, probably.
Hopefully there's a late scratch to save you a little scratch.
There you go.
I want to thank UNK baseball coach Damon Day for joining us on the program today. Talk about the upcoming season, which unbelievably is just a couple of weekends away. And we also got a chance to catch up with Litchfield boys basketball coach Dan Bowling as they're off to an 11-2 start coming off a victory last night. Next week, get into Super Bowl coverage even more. We'll be talking with folks from Pittsburgh, Arizona, and we'll be getting into conference tournaments for basketball and wrestling. Wherever you're going, enjoy the weekend. Bundle up, stay warm. We'll see you Monday.
I'll see you Monday at Doug and Daddy's Show, Center Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!